Workers have started on the project that will extend the transmission line 210 miles north of Terrace, British Columbia, to Bob Quinn Lake on Highway 37. That road runs through the remote northern part of the province. Leslie Wood is with stakeholder engagement at BC Hydro, and she says construction work started up in January.
The initial work has involved the clearing of the right-of-way and building of access roads. And this work is being done under contract to various First Nations in the area and Nisga Nation as well. So work has started on the northmost 40 kilometers of the right-of-way and on the southernmost 60 kilometers. And we expect the middle sections will be starting up fairly soon as well. In addition to that, now that some of the clearing work has been done, there's some structure foundations that have been put into place quite recently. And we may very well be looking towards having a couple of the structures assembled this summer, early this fall.
Wood says the work is on schedule to have that power line finished by the spring of 2014. It's expected to cost over $550 million. It's being funded by the private energy company AltaGas, the Canadian federal government, and BC Hydro customers. Wood says it's an important project for economic development in British Columbia.
It's going to be providing power to various potential mines that proponents are wishing to build in the area. It's going to be an interconnection point for independent power projects like the Forest Kerr project that's happening in the on the Iskut River. And as well, it is a jumping-off point potentially for future transmission line projects to other areas of the province.
The Iskut River is a major tributary of the Stikine River, which flows into southeast Alaska near Wrangell. AltaGas is building the Forest Kerr power plant using water from the Iskut. The company plans to supply electricity from the plant through the new transmission line in 2014. And AltaGas hopes to bring two additional hydro plants online on tributaries of the Iskut in 2015 and 2016. BC Hydro has received requests for power from several mining projects in the area. Mining companies are exploring the region and considering new development of some large open-pit copper and gold mines. That potential development that could happen because of the new power line raises questions for conservation groups involved with the transboundary rivers. Chris Zimmer is with the group Rivers Without Borders.
Clearly, development is coming to the Stikine on the British Columbia side, but the question is, you know, what is the pace and the scope and the scale, and what are the downstream effects here? You know, we could see a number of major mines come into production in the next decade or so here, and the question is, what are going to be the effects locally on water quality, on fish and wildlife? And what are going to be the effects downstream on the Alaska side? I mean, Alaska is downstream of all of this.
The Canadian federal government sees the new power line as a way of accessing other renewable energy resources in the region. BC Hydro plans to connect the line to the community of Iskut, but has no plans to make similar connections to the communities of Telegraph Creek or Dease Lake. The link to AltaGas's Iskut River projects brings the North American power grid a little closer to southeast Alaska. Roughly 60 miles separate Forest Kerr from the Tyee Lake Hydroelectric Plant on the Bradfield Canal, where power lines connect to Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Petersburg. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.